Go for it.
Friggin' what up, dude? Strider Wilson, and I'm the host of this podcast that's mine. Gonna be called History Is Dying.
History is dying.
Friggin' what up, dude? Welcome back to another ep of History Is Dank, dude. I'm your host, Strider Wilson. Dude, we got Aaron beasting it on the sticks, dude. What up, Aaron?
What up?
Chillin', dude. And we got an extra special treat right now, dude. He's back by popular demand, I say. I've gotten DMs and emails saying we got to get Harmony back on the pod. We got Harmony McGilligott on the pod. Welcome back, bro.
Dude, what up, man? Thanks for having me, Strider. Dude, bro. What's up, man?
Dope, dude. Thanks
I'm
for being here.
I'm psyched to be here. Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it. Dude. It's a lot of fun.
The people have spoken, bro. People have spoken. They go,
appreciate
dude,
that.
You've got the fire takes. And, you know, it's always a treat for me when you come on because, dude, I know you're bringing the sick-ass details, the dank-ass knowledge that we love, dude. And we were out at... Ye Rustic, just having a nice brewski, and then we like to talk history, dude. We just naturally slip into it.
Always, dude.
Yeah, so we're doing it today on the pod, dude. Yeah. So, but before we dive in, dude.
Before we dive in.
What's good, bro? What's crappening, dude? What's new, dude? You know?
You're crappening, man. Dude, it's been a while since I've seen you, man. I'm happy to be back, man. I've been, you know, just trying to hold it down, man, keeping it real, dude. Been trying to, dude, I've been going back to the gym, man. Gyms are opening up again,
it's
you
nice,
know? So doing
nice.
That, man. Try to get back into it. Dude, my gym sucks, man. It's just disgusting. It's, like, so bad you can't, like, walk alone on a treadmill. It's that dangerous, you know what I mean? Swear to God, dude, I got robbed on a treadmill, you know? I'm, like, walking, I turn around. Around, he's like, give me your money, huh? I'd like turn it up to go faster, you know, and he's like, hey, slow down, cut it out, hit the incline.
And these guys are fit. I cruise by your gyms, fit criminals, these guys,
exactly,
they're murking you, but
calisthenics, they've got cardio for days, they're ready to go
100%, dude. And you got your iPod, dude, when they jacked your iPod from you, because you said they jacked your iPod.
Yeah, dude, that was the only weight I lost was what do iPods weigh?
Something
like
grams. Did they mention
a couple of grams?
It was a nano, dude. So
yeah, dude. Well, I know they took a quarter ounce of weed from my duffel bag, and that's lost. And
well, shit.
Yeah,
dude.
Man, it's cool, man. And yeah, dude, just been chilling, man. You asked me before I came in. You were like, hey, talk about whatever you done like lately or like last week or whatever.
Exactly,
you know,
exactly.
Dude, I've been like at home, dude. I've been writing more rhymes, man. I've been trying to get back into my rhymes, man.
Bro.
So like, you know, it's something I just kind of dabble with, sort of like a paint by numbers, getting into that too, you know.
But dude, you've got a skill for this, dude.
Don't set it up that bad. I'm working on it,
dude,
man.
I
wanted to test out some rhymes. I want to see if I could do some of them.
This is a safe space.
Yeah, I just want to see what could
this
work.
Is
so
a
I'm writing
safe
some new songs.
Space.
All right, let's see.
They don't call them Harm Styles for nothing, dude.
All right, dude. Well, let's try this one. All right. Last week, this guy attacked me in the backseat of a taxi. He whacked me with a bag full of flaxseed. Now I walk with a bad knee, and it hurts badly. His name was Bradley. He had a case of acne. He said, we haven't really met before, have we? I said, no. Then he fucking grabbed me and slapped me, and he stabbed me with a pad of Maxi. I said, this day is crappy. Then I opened the door and jumped out of the taxi. I ran down a back street faster than an athlete. People started cheering because they thought it was a track meet. I ran past the mill and the place where they pack meat over a hill. And then I heard a yak bleat. Finally got back to my pad, and I'm glad because I had a cracked back and two jacked feet. Once I got home, I got into my zone, but then I realized that I wasn't alone. Am I going out my dome because I'm seeing a gnome? There's a gnome in my home, and he's using the phone. I'm saying, what is going on? This really bugs me. Brad from the cab must have fucking drugged me. Now the ceiling is below me, and the floor is above me. There's a clown in the corner yelling, nobody loves me. This is getting ugly. I'm losing my wits. The gnome hung up the phone, and then he did the splits. I'm like, oh shit, now he's climbing up a mantle, lighting up a candle, and biting on a sandal. This might become a scandal. All I know is this is way more shit than I can fucking handle. So that was one that
that's
that
amazing,
one,
bro.
Thank you, man.
And dude, that was for listeners. Harmony didn't even look at his phone. Bro, that was off the dome. That's incredible,
dude. I'm trying, man. I got a couple quick ones I just wanted to try.
Baby,
you know?
Hit them. And there's a beautiful story.
You know, man. Thank you, man. I'm trying to hit them with some storytelling, you know.
Dude.
But I also want to get in some pop culture, too. You know what I mean? Like, I try to get in, like, more, you know, pop culture. You know, like, I spit a silly flow when I'm in the booth. So you never really know if it's a lie or a truth. Last night I was at home. I heard a guy on the roof. So I shot the fucking ceiling and killed Shia LaBeouf. You know, try to get celebrities in there more. Mix, you know what I mean?
And I could see Shia on a roof. The guy just freaking just power walks like straight up a ladder.
And you could see someone getting frustrated enough to do that too, right?
Believe me, dude, the dog, we had roofers working on there. They're just doing their job. They're innocent workers. I imagine murdering them, Harmony.
Bro, it's all
truth.
About
it's
that,
truth,
man.
You know?
You know, I just got, yeah, so I've been trying to go, you know, like, I'm a warlock. I got a torn sock. So if you see me coming, then you better keep your door locked. You know, that's a new one that I tried today,
that.
You know.
Get into the powers, dude.
$100 bills. I got a fistful. I saw Alec Baldwin and loaned him a pistol. I told him, go shoot a movie. He said, did you say shoot a movie or did you say to go shoot Judy? Ooh wee. He misheard what I said. Now the set is all red and the DP is dead. Alec, you know this wasn't in the script that you read. You added nighty night. Now it's time to go to bed. That's crazy, man. So, you know, I did that at my friend's wedding, and they got really upset.
You did.
But they got mad because they were sad for Alec. They were like, do you know what he's been through? And I'm like, wait, that's why you're mad? I thought you were mad for the other one. Like, he's out here doing crazy stuff, man.
Alec's been through a lot of stress since the incidents. Like, well, yeah, there's also someone.
Yeah, man.
Dude, unbelievable,
he's
bro.
He's been through a lot of stuff, man, you know.
I think Baldwin's going to be all right, dude.
Yeah, man. I'll just hit you with the one final one, you know. All right, I did it. I'm annoyed. I'm unemployed. I'll leave you destroyed. I'm like a lyrical android that you can't avoid. I'm just ripping, dipping, flipping, and sipping. And now I'm tripping when a kitten with a mitten got bitten by Scottie Pippen. Then a felon and a pelican was selling an umbrella when a fella eating melon came up and started yelling. In a forest with a loris, a horse, and Chuck Norris. Don't ignore us or implore us, and Morris will sing the chorus. So I got Chuck Norris. I brought Norris in there too, you know,
fuck
for that one, man. Thank you.
And
you
then Morris. I was thinking Morrissey.
Morris Time in the Day of Morrissey. That's a good one, you know.
I love the stories,
Yeah, man. You know, I eat a walnut with a tall slut. You know, I try to keep it, you know, like I'm working on a few of these right now.
Dude, that one's going in the wedding arsenal.
Dude, that's going
that's
for sure.
That's definitely the wedding
arsenal,
dude.
You know? That's it,
I mean,
man.
Bro, what if you did a wedding speech? And you rhymed it like that? That'd be amazing, dude.
Hey, man, I'm just, you know.
It'd be all time.
Dude, I'm lonely. This is it, dude. I'm lonely, all right? You know, man, I'm sitting at home writing these angry.
No, but dude, the alpha take on loneliness is I'm not alone. I'm I don't have aloneness. I have oneness. Drop the AL. It's just me.
Yeah, man.
Dude, I love that you're freaking getting after it. And hey, you're spending your time alone. You're doing it wisely, dude. Me, I'd just be drilling myself playing Xbox.
Yo, man.
But you got
I got this, man. I'm an Apache yelling, suckers, come at me. Forget about COVID, bitch. You don't want to catch me. I'm fresh and I'm snappy and you can't out-rap me. My lyrics are classy and yours are bukkake. I tried, you know. I don't know who I'm talking to, but sometimes you gotta like bait the haters
just
to get
them father,
in.
Just my father.
It's my dad.
Every time it's my dad.
It's always dad,
it's
man.
Always my
it's
dad.
It's just literally, it's always him, man. Seriously. Yeah.
Dude,
I do this just
but if you
to...
talked back, if your teenage son talked back to you and it was in lyrical verse like that, and I was a dad, I'd be like, I'd have to respect it.
Dude.
I'd be like, bro, there was craft. You channeled that rage. I'd have to be like, son, good job.
Yeah,
you know, I'd be like, I'm proud of you, what you just did. But, like, you're still grounded and you're going to your room. It's my house, my rules. But, dude, when you're in your room, write a few more of those verses. That's fucking sick.
Dude. Yeah, man. That's it, dude. And I also been, playing music, too, man. I'm jamming on my bass guitar, too, man. Been learning a lot of sick riffs, dude. Sick riffs. Dude, I got to bring in the bass next time, man, to show you some riffs I'm working on.
Bro, if you did, dude, literally, yes. Let's do that 100%.
Dude, Rage Against the Machine and Tool, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains.
Bro,
you know,
that's
I'm
like what was
all them,
that was on your iPod, dude.
Yes,
that's what that thief is listening
to
now.
Seriously, yeah.
His musical library just increased. Honestly did him
totally.
A favor. You passed on taste. You gave him your taste.
Exactly. If I could do one thing, it's help somebody else. Yeah, give them good, you know, some taste in music at least. You know,
Aaron, we can fucking amp Harmony up in here, can't we, dude? If he comes in with a bass, dude. You can get amped up, you know. You know, I got to have like a...
Good, man.
Back in my high school days, I had a Marshall half stack in my friggin' trunk, dude, just ready to rock. You never knew when you had to jam out. I used to live by the coast, just like to face the coast and just play my guitar, you know?
Dude, that's amazing.
Just facing just the ocean.
Facing
just
the ocean,
it,
just shredding, dude. Have you ever thought like just how playing, awesome that would be? Just to be like a rock star, just like shredding in front of like screaming fans of like 100,000 people at Wembley Stadium. Just
be the best.
You know what I mean? Just
bro.
And it was just like, that's your life right there, you know?
I always thought about this. I was like, would I rather be a pro athlete? For me, it'd be like in the NBA. Like I'd want to be in the NBA. It'd be fucking sick. I'd want to dunk. But then I was like, you still have to practice and work out. But like if you're a rock star, like, yeah, you do have to like work on your craft and like, you know, learn how to play your instrument. But once you know how to play, you can play. And dude, then your practice is just partying, dude.
Partying.
And how sick is that?
Dude, yeah. Yeah, dude. I'd love to have it.
It's like I'm really upping my game. I'm introducing Molly into this tour. So I'm really expecting a lot more. Other athletes are like, I don't know. I have like a, you know, like, I don't know, my knee. I tore my knee.
Yeah.
You know, rock stars aren't tearing their knees. Maybe they are.
Bro, I went to a Tool concert recently. I love Tool. I saw them again this year. It was the first show I saw post-pandemic. And I love Tool, but even Maynard, the singer, was like, you know, my knee is hurting. I won't lie, you know, because he's up there. They're shredding, you know, for a long. And their songs are like 7, 8, 9 minutes. Yes. You know, some are going longer than that. So, you know, and there's just constant singing and shredding, you know. He's even laughing about it, you know. Dude, it was so funny. After the intermission, we come back, lights up. They're all in chairs sitting in the front.
No
dude.
Way. Dude, that's amazing,
dude,
bro.
They were all in chairs, dude. I said, no, dude, this ain't happening. Dude, but it was sick because they like to do that. What they do is they sit and they like to watch the audience and they just take in the moment. So literally it's like
tight.
Lights up. They're all just sitting in chairs and you just see like thousands of people, you know, and all like holding up lighters and everything. And then there's like the faint background of like their next song that's about to start. You know, they make one guy do the synth. So, you know,
there's always a new guy. Yeah, exactly.
He's doing the background ambiance, so it's not like dead quiet because people would be like, what is this?
There's a dude with long hair playing the synth, dude, just chilling.
Bro.
You can't play the synth and not have long hair, dude.
Yeah, man. But I remember one of the first concerts I went to in 97 maybe was Tool during the, during the Anima tour when that first came out with Third Eye and all that stuff, Anima, all that. I went to that show and one of the funniest things I saw was outside there was the guy selling t-shirts. He's like got a box of shirts and he's like, yeah, get your Tool shirts. And me and my friend saw this dude. He's like this big rock and roll guy. He's like 7 feet tall, long hair. He's walking. And then the guy selling shirts is like, hey, get your Tool shirt. This big guy he walks by, he sticks his hand in the box of shirts and just pulls up like a whole handful of shirts and starts walking away. And the guy's like, hey. And this guy goes, fuck you. And just keeps walking. Like, it didn't even look back. Just goes, fuck you. Like, just keeps walking. Dude, me and my friend were like, Beavis, this is the coolest man that has ever.
Dude, for sure.
He's the coolest.
Like, and dude, you need to sort of appreciate this, like, you know, there's always these gentle giants, but sometimes it's just nice when like earth and things make sense, where it's like this 6'7" rock and roll man needs to be a bully. Like, it would not make sense if he was a nice guy. Like, I like
bro,
that
guy
he just
selling,
goes, fuck you, I'm big. And honestly, I
those
want
were knockoff
you to fight
shirts.
Me.
Those are knockoff shirts. They're not official
okay,
merchandise.
Okay, so he was like, this guy was, he was righteous in doing so then.
It's when the thief robs the thief, maybe, you know?
Yes, this is beautiful.
So I don't know what kind of justice that is, but that's, I don't know, man. But
dude, that's,
yeah, it was just interesting. That guy didn't give a fuck at all. He just stuck his hand and took all them shirts, man.
I imagine he had a lot of rings on his hand, dude.
Dude,
those guys always have rings.
They're probably like tattooed on rings or something like that. Yeah, big long hair, big stocky guy, just full rock and roll.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Just stealing a bunch of bootleg t-shirts.
Guy does nothing but doggy style and listen to Tool, dude, I imagine.
when he's not
a key grip on a commercial set.
Oh, dude, he's for sure a key grip on a commercial set, dude. Yeah, he's the set construction guy.
Dude, exactly,
he's
bro.
He's got a big truck with all the equipment in
when
the
there's
back.
A problem, he's always the one, like, here we go.
Constant fog of cigarette smoke, usually.
Yes.
Big black flag poster on the back
exactly,
in his bumper.
Dude, speaking of thieves and you know, maybe sort of backwards justice in this type of thing and why things occur. This is perfect segue into our subject today, which is the Tudors, perhaps the most famous English monarchy in history. Yeah. If you don't know them, now you're going to know them. And this isn't Tudors. This isn't some dude who helps you out on your SAT score.
Exactly.
This is the T-U-D-O-R-S, the Tudors. Mm-hmm. And just to set the time period before, you know, Harmony takes the freaking reins here, because he's an absolute beast with this.
Bro, let's do this. I'm psyched.
We're in England, and we're the Tudors, their history is observed from the years 1485 to 1603.
Okay.
And starting with, I think, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, starting with Henry VII and going through Queen Elizabeth I.
Yes, Henry VII was the first of the Tudors, but to get to Henry VII, we got to go a little bit backwards, all
set
right?
Set the table, baby.
Dude,
let's
we're gonna
go.
Set the
Thanksgiving
table,
dinner, baby.
And
let's
like
eat.
You're saying, man, you know, yeah, dude, when you first think Tudors, you know, when they invade, they didn't come and like help everybody with their homework like you'd expect.
Fuck
you know, these dudes were monarchs. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to back up to King Edward IV, all right? So King Edward IV, he was the king, and he was of the Plantagenet dynasty, and the Plantagenets ruled England for like 300 years, right? So he's a Plantagenet king, Edward IV, and he's about to die. He's dying, and he's got two sons, but they're both really young, right? So
yes.
Two princes. One of them is set
two princes.
To,
great
two
band.
Princes,
great song.
Exactly. This one, stand about my baby.
It's
go
what I said now.
Go ahead now.
Great
so,
song.
So, dude, maybe that's what that was about. Was it?
I think that's an English band, too.
Yeah,
if I'm
bro, it might have been. So King Edward IV, he's getting ready to die, and he tells his brother Richard, he says, hey, when I die, you need to be the Lord Protector of my son, because he's going to be the king, but he's too young. The son's like 10, 12 years old or something like that.
He's a little
so
bitch.
He
dude.
Says, so Edward's dying. He says, hey, bro, Richard, you watch after my son, my kids, you'll make sure that my son, you know, raise him up, because he's going to be the king, so you got to protect him and help him until he's able to be king.
And
you're
how
like
sick,
his mentor, right?
How sick of a title, the Protector, dude.
The Lord Protector.
I'm the Lord
I am the Lord Protector.
Oh, dude, I am the Lord Protector. Anytime someone asks me to like watch their laptop at a coffee shop,
yes.
I'm like, yes, I will be your Lord Protector.
I will be your
no
Lord
one
Protector.
Will touch your laptop and
I'm
look at your screenplay.
With the defense.
Dude, someone, this seat is taken. This seat is obviously, this cappuccino is lukewarm.
In the name of Gwyneth from Burbank, I charge you with
exactly.
So King Edward IV, he's getting ready to die, and he says, Richard, you got to watch my son be Lord Protector until he's able to become king. Edward IV dies, right? He's
later,
dead.
Dude.
So what does his brother Richard do, right? His brother Richard takes the two sons, puts them in the Tower of London.
Okay.
Declares them illegitimate.
Amazing.
He's like, bro, hey, man, there's no telling whose kids. How do we know they were his kids? Like, he's going like all over the place, you know. He puts them in the Tower of London and makes himself the king,
yes.
Declares them bastards, and says
bro.
His marriage was never legitimate. He says, my brother Edward was constantly having fake weddings just to get, like, because girls would say only if we're married, so he
right,
would bring
right.
in a priest, throw him, like, some, a few,
which is
like,
a little bit
little
of a foreshadow,
bit.
Just so we know, a little foreshadow.
Yeah.
Also, real quick side note, Tower of London is not a happy place.
No.
You do not want to go to the... Dude, this is where they have that thing. Speaking of metal bands, the Iron Maiden, where that dude would probably be at that
man.
Same concert. And Iron Maiden...
Hallowed be thy name.
Dude, all of these, like the term, like, medieval.
Yeah.
Like, that's where this torture
dude,
was going
Iron
down,
Maiden,
dude.
The Rack.
Yeah, the
know?
Rack,
we're
bro.
Not talking Nordstrom here.
You ain't getting a discount deal.
This ain't a discount, baby.
You ain't buying sweaters for grandma. Dude.
You're gonna tell us...
Exactly.
What you know?
What's your religion? What
yeah,
God
exactly.
do you love? Do you love mine? Dude, that's
bro.
What's going on there. Heads are on stakes.
Dude,
body
yeah.
parts. Crows are feasting.
All of that, man.
So these
a
kids get put in there,
they
dude.
They put him in the tower, and Richard says that he's the king. So now he's the king, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm like constantly adjusting.
No, I love
this
it, bro.
So then while they're in the tower, the kids... are killed. Well, they disappear. Exactly. Nobody never sees those kids again.
Dead.
And everybody, and so we know they were killed, and everybody tells Richard, like, oh, Richard did it. And Richard's like, I don't know what happened. He's like, I put him in the tower, but honestly.
Towers are safe. It's elevated, good view.
Maybe they ran away. they ran away. That's what kids do. They run away.
Kids these days, they run away, trying to rule and run.
They were listening to the Iron Maiden next door.
exactly.
Made them run away. So Richard is now the king, and I mean that was the most controversial. So he's Richard the Third now, and you know he's ruled because instead of you know making his nephew the king, he had him killed and took his crown. So he was a phony king. Yeah. So now we come to the Tudors. All right, so we're going across the sea to Brittany, France, or somewhere across the English Channel where a young Henry Tudor has been hiding his entire life. So Henry Tudor is an offshoot relative of one of the kings. So he is technically related to the crown some way, but he's not a direct successor or anything. He's a long shot. Yeah. But
if he's visiting you in town, he's going to stay too long. He's going to do all your coke. He's a cousin, dude.
His mother was Margaret Beaufort, and she's a huge woman of English history because she was always plotting and scheming to make her son Henry become king one day. In fact, there's people that think she had the two boys killed because she's like, now he's two spots closer, my boy Henry. Whoa. Now we get rid of Richard because that was her son Henry who killed Richard and took the crown. You know what I mean? So she's just like, so they say it could have been her, but she was really big and constantly a big part of history, plotting and scheming. But she spent her whole life trying to make her son the king of England. So they say maybe she had something to do with the boys in the tower disappearing. Oh yeah, it's quite possible.
There's a narrative there.
Yeah, definitely. And so Henry Tudor comes to he gets a rogue army together. So he builds up an army and then he invades England, right, with an army, and he scraps up soldiers from dungeons all over Europe, right? So he brings in like all kinds of ragtag soldiers. And the other thing is this: other countries that don't like England, they will fund any. Oh, they're like, oh, you're gonna go try and take the crown? Here, we'll give you horses, we'll give you swords, we'll give you money for shields because you're gonna go be a thorn in the side of someone I don't like.
Exactly.
We'll help you. So they're like, oh, you're like a distant relative, but you want to be king? Here, we got horses. We got we'll give you the boats.
Civil unrest over there is great for us.
You're gonna go over there, go try to be king. So Henry Tudor gets his army together, and then he lands in England, and then they had a great battle, the Battle of Bosworth, and that's where King Richard III, who stole the crown from his nephew, he met on the field of Bosworth, and they had a big, big battle there, and then and it was won because one of the guys hadn't declared who he was for, whether he's for Henry Tudor or for King Richard, and King Richard was like, bro, I've got your son and I'm going to kill him. If you don't show up with your horses and men to fight for me on the day of the battle, your son, I've got him, I'm going to kill him. So then the guy's like, okay, I'm going to wait to get there. And then on the day of the battle, instead of helping Richard, he helped Henry Tudor, right?
Wow.
Because his wife is his mom. Margaret Beaufort. So Margaret Beaufort had her husband switch sides against King Richard.
Risking her own
son's
life.
Yeah.
Savaged.
So Margaret Beaufort told her husband, she's like, you need to, even though he's got your son, act like you're on his side, but on the day of the battle, you need to switch and declare you're for Tudor, Henry Tudor.
Wow.
So that's what I mean. She's the reason Henry Tudor came in. It's Margaret Beaufort is why we have Tudors and all of that. She got him in there. Yeah, she convinced everything.
The War of the Roses is what they call this, or the
Cousins'
War.
This was War of the Roses. This is the end of the Wars of the Roses.
Right.
So the Wars of the Roses, it was still Plantagenet family ruling, and there were these two offshoot families of the Yorks and the Lancasters,
Lancasters,
all right? So,
yes.
And they both had roses, like a white rose and a red rose. So you were either a York or a Lancaster, but they were both houses of the Plantagenet dynasty. So they were constantly going back and forth battling. And in 30-year period, the crown switched over seven times during the Wars of the Roses. Over 30 years, the crown switched seven times back, forth. It's either York or Lancaster, York or Lancaster. And when Henry Tudor, when he raised an army, he said, if I become the king, I will marry King Edward IV's daughter and marry in and end the Wars of the Roses because it was going to go back to like uniting the two families or whatever.
Yeah.
So he made a pledge that if he becomes king, he would wed the daughter of King Edward IV. So anyways, and that was all arranged by his mother too. His mother was like, all behind those arrangements, Margaret Beaufort. So Henry Tudor comes, and then Battle of Bosworth, and then Margaret Beaufort's husband switches sides. They beat Richard, right? They kill him, and they don't just kill him. They beat him bloody. They stomp him. They disrobe him.
That's disrespect.
All of it, bro.
Disrobe.
Dude, yes. And then they took the crown. He's completely like nude. They took beaten, killed.
Bro.
They take the crown. They crown King Henry Tudor, and that was Henry VII. And on the Battle of Bosworth, on that day, he was made the king, right? His mother was there. She saw it, right? His stepfather who switched
Satisfied
sides against
mother,
the king.
Very good.
Yeah, right? So so now that's how the Tudors now came to be the rulers of England. But it should have really never been. I mean, he was kind of a far cry off. There were a lot of other options before him, but you know, but what can you do? So when he came in, that's when he was Henry VII, Henry Tudor. And, you know, people called him a pretender and he was insecure his whole reign because people were constantly challenging him.
Yes.
Like, you're not really a king.
Exactly, because they
have
as much claim. He's a cousin who just won a battle, got the funding.
Everybody hated Richard III, King Richard, because he stole the crown from the nephews. So people looked the other way
just a favor. You took him out, but we don't want you in charge. You know,
bro, and the Tudors brought a big wave of sickness because the plague came after that. And they think because they got all the soldiers from like the dungeons of Europe, dude.
Right.
They brought all kinds of like Tudor plague
getting
with them
bit
and
by
everything.
Rats down
Bro,
there and stuff.
All of it, dude. So now I want to get to this, right? So King Henry VII, right? He fulfills his pledge and he marries Elizabeth, the daughter of Edward IV, right? So he's married and it ends the Wars of the Roses. In fact, instead of a white rose and a red rose, he made a new emblem of them mixed together. It's like a red rose with a white in the center. So like a
nice.
United of the family. So it ended the Wars
Symbolism,
of the Roses
dude.
Together, right? So that ended it. Then they had a few kids together, right? They had a son named Arthur, and Arthur was supposed to be the king. And then another son named Henry, who we later knew was Henry VIII, right?
Yes.
Bro.
We all know Henry VIII.
So Arthur was supposed to be king, and his father wed him to Catherine of Aragon. So she was the Spanish princess. Bro, Spain, England was vulnerable. Like, we need allies. So they got to Spain.
Spain had the best navy at this time.
Spain was huge. Yeah, it was King Ferdinand
Portugal, Spain, and Queen Isabella. Yeah.
And they said, hey, we want to wed your daughter Catherine to my son, who's the future King Arthur, right? And so they brought Catherine of Aragon all the way to England, and she lived there in England, and she was set to marry Arthur. So they were, and then they got married. So Arthur married Catherine of Aragon. This is important, all right? So Arthur married Catherine of Aragon, and Arthur's younger brother's name is Henry, right? And he's just, you know, he's a sporty guy, loves hunting, fishing, kicking it with his boys.
Probably
dude.
Busting some rhymes, dude.
Busting rhymes for days, dude.
Chilling,
you know?
Dude. And horny. He's horny, too.
Dude,
he's a horny
bro.
Dude.
Yeah, dude, exactly.
Horny.
Dude, exactly.
exactly, yeah.
Bro, this is important. So, check this out. So, Catherine of Aragon, the Spanish princess, married the Prince Arthur, right? Arthur gets sick and dies, right?
Ooh.
He dies. So now we've got the Spanish princess alone, and she's like, I don't know what to do. So she could either go back home to Spain and be, you know, married off to someone else or whatever. So, and they got the idea, why not marry her to Henry, right? Why not marry her to Henry? But people are like, bro, that's not cool. That he was married to his brother.
Whack.
That's kind of weird because his brother who just died, that was his wife. And
they don't
want
to be Eskimo bros.
Bro, exactly. But here's what she did. She said, nah. During the time we were married, they said they never had sex. She said we never consummated the marriage. This is important. So Catherine, because she really wanted to be queen of England too, so she's like, I want to marry Henry because Arthur's dead. And like, well, you can't. You were just married. She's like, no, we never did it. We never did it. So now she's like, cucking the yes. poor Arthur, saying like, I mean, I don't yeah. want to say anything about him, but you don't know, worry, like, bro, happened. Dude, you yeah, know, just like nothing really dead. Happened. Like, why are you, you know, you're kind of, you know, that's his name you're tarnishing there,
you
right?
Get
you know, you're doing him dirty right now because you know you got to, you know,
verbal
you're doing
derobing,
him dirty.
Dude.
This is a yeah. verbal derobing. poor guy, you
brutal,
know.
Dude.
She's like, yeah, I guess he couldn't help, you know, whatever. So, you know, poor guy, he's probably spinning in his grave, like, you know, let me out, this is a lie.
No, I couldn't. She was happy. She was cool.
Because he
just liked to dart.
You know,
he was
even quoted as saying, you know, after his wedding night, he told his brother, he said, last night I was in Spain, is what he said to his brother Henry. He allegedly said.
In Spain. Okay.
And all of the other people said, yeah, no, they were for sure boning, you know, like yeah, everyone's like, bro. Yeah, they were obviously having sex. But she went ahead and said, no, we never did.
Maintain position, smart.
So everybody's like, you know, for convenience sake, it was a convenient to believe it as like, okay, so they got him married. So she,
yes.
So Catherine is now married to Henry. And then his father, Henry VII, dies. Now Later. We have Henry VIII is now the King of England, married to Catherine of Aragon.
Yes.
Right? So this is Henry VIII. And like, you know, I looked at it. It's not about weed either, right? Because I was like, where's the, you know, Jeffrey the quarter ounce? And, remember half eighths? Did you ever do that? Can I get a half eighth?
You guys do half a gram, dude?
Yeah. It'd be like, So Henry VIII is now the King of England, right? And he's got Catherine of Aragon, the Spanish princess. And she was a good queen of England, right? While Henry was off, she helped defeat she helped kill a Scottish king on her own while she was pregnant. She wore armor that was fitted for her pregnant body. Rode up to Scotland because her husband was away on the diplomacy. She brought an army and crushed the rebels in the north, dude. Crushed the rebellion.
That's major street
dude,
credit.
Smashed them. And not only that, the King of England or the King of Scotland was killed during that battle. She straight up took the robe and mailed it to Henry and was like, I'm sending you a king's robe.
Whoa,
dude. How badass. That's
dude.
A wife right there. You know, that's a queen, dude.
This
right
is a
there,
badass.
Man. That's a queen, you know, just dude. Down, right?
You gotta
She's
snap
like,
it up for...
yo, Henry's out. There's rebels in the north. Hold on, I'm gonna squash this, but you're pregnant. Fuck it. You can give me that
it,
metal. It's all bulging in the front. Just give me that horse and shit. Riding in a battle, kill the Scottish king.
Derobing him,
coat,
disrespect.
Like, totally.
Probably was like, wrote a note to his troops. This guy can't get boners.
Yo.
This guy can never please a woman, dude.
But so she defeated the Scottish in the north while Henry was away, right? Now, the problems come is that, you know, they kept trying to have kids the whole
time. So they were
marriage.
Boning.
They all the time.
They
dude.
Were boning.
Bro, yes.
They
dude.
Were boning, dude.
Yeah, for sure, man. If you're the king and, you know, she's your queen, we've got to further
we
the
need
line.
An heir.
We need an heir.
This is the big problem of Henry VIII.
Bro, they keep
he
having
needs
kids.
An heir.
And either and the, she had a very unfortunate history of having miscarriages, and they had a son, and he only lived 7 weeks. Then he passed away. Then eventually, mm-hmm. they did have one daughter named Mary, and it was a disappointment to both of them. But his solid daughter. Now she's a true royal though. Like her mother's side is Catherine of Aragon, whose parents are King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella of Spain.
Spanish monarchy.
Spanish,
yeah.
And then her dad is of the King of England. So.
Even though they jacked it, but still legitimate at this time. This is the monarchy.
So she wasn't a boy, right? And then they kept trying and they eventually grew to King Henry. Eventually loved Mary. Grew to love Mary, and you know they settled on that. But mm-hmm. So what happened was, right, over time, Henry got more and more like, I need a boy. And then he was having his fair share of affairs and stuff. And now we've got to get in Anne Boleyn, right?
Yes,
what?
Bro. The Boleyn girl, dude.
Yo, bro. So check this
Pulling
out, right?
Pulling strings, dude.
Bro, her and her sister, right? They were both always at the English court because her dad was an ambassador to France. So she spent a lot of time in the French court. And Anne Boleyn, she was beautiful. She was like one of the guys. She liked to play cards. She joked. She liked to dance. She loved music. She was very flirty and all this. So Henry, you know, she catches Henry's eye, and he's trying to get with her, you know, and she's pulling him along and pulling him along, and she would not, you know, she's like, I'm not going to be your mistress, but she kept on, you know, like teasing, having a little fun here and there, here and there.
She's living life,
and
baby.
He would send her letters, love letters, you know, one after the other. In
these
fact,
are ancient DMs,
dude. They found the letters. I swear to God, I'll tell you, one of the letters he wrote, he said, I miss your duckies. And that was a word for tits of that
Whoa,
time. So think, dude, there's an ancient king who's just sitting around missing tits and writing about it. Like,
it's great that we have that
duckies,
recorded,
you know? Like, you know, he's on his throne, just like, you know, I'm a king, but I miss those tits.
Dude, his job is just being like, I will send 10,000 serfs to this lord, and I don't care about these, execute these Protestants, bro. And then I miss these titties.
Yeah, so she kept on flirting and going a little bit of the way, a little bit. And the other thing was that she was raised in the French court. And what do we know about the French? Seduction. French. Masters of seduction. French kiss.
Ménage à trois.
Right? All
Cuisson.
Of that. All of it.
Bordeaux.
So, a blowjob. All of it. So, but what do you think happened, bro? She brought those secrets to England. Mm. So she's over here giving a little, the French tickle.
Yes, doing a little, the French tickle.
You know, giving the blowjobs. And she wouldn't.
Oh, that's the French tickle.
And
the blowjob.
And she introduced that to Henry. It blew his fucking mind.
Imagine
he's like,
you're a king.
I've got to have this. I've got to have this.
Yes,
dude. He's
I
like,
need to
I
be
need
blown.
This. I need this. But he's like, I'm married. So she's like, you can't. And she kept saying, she would like give a little and she'd go away, give a little, go away. So he's
Cat
like,
mouse.
I got to have you. She's like, make me your queen. He's like, I can't, I'm married. She's like, well, you can't have me. And that's when he's writing those lovesick letters,
oh,
you know, I miss
yeah,
the duckies
dude.
And all this. And she's like, well, make me queen. So he's like trying to divorce Catherine of Aragon, but the Pope won't allow it. He won't give a dispensation because they've been married under the eyes of God. He can't put aside a royal queen, you know, his wife for somebody else. So he's like, bro, somebody needs to do something. And he said,
like,
and now this is important.
Pope, he's like, Pope,
he said,
do you know how good this French tickle is, Pope?
Dude,
you might not know.
French, you've got to try it.
Dude, Pope,
I have to have this.
You understand? God invented these things. Like, God wants me.
So he straight up, he's like, I'm going to just make my own religion that says this is okay. All right. I'm making my own religion that says this is okay.
You
All
don't
right,
fucking get it, dude.
You're not in it. This is the Church of England. All right. I'm the head of the church. I say it's fine. All right. So that's what he did. He created a whole new church where he's like, okay, I'm legally allowed to get rid of my wife and then go for her because I gotta have that. So he created a whole new church and across, you know, tons of problems, right? And this is why I mentioned earlier, part of what he said to the Pope was, he said, this is the reason I don't have a male as an heir is because everybody told me my wife actually did sleep with Arthur and lied about it. And so that came back because he said,
smart
everybody
to use that
told
against.
Me,
yes.
he said, our marriage was based on a lie because he said, it's come out and anything could come out. You should just say, I want to tell people have said this, right? And they're like, yes, they've said
this. And it's
you
the
know.
King saying this?
Yeah,
he's
going
to call the king a liar.
No,
the king
exactly.
Is right.
So the king said, this is God's punishment. He said, this is an unholy marriage because she lied about it, is what he said to the Pope. So therefore, I must, it's my divine duty to part my ways because
exactly.
This is I need
this
to
is the most
so,
just path
bro so he fucking makes his own church. He divorces Catherine of Aragon and she goes and lives away in another castle and estate further away. Then he finally gets Anne Boleyn, his new wife and now the new Queen of England, who's basically a party girl who likes to flirt, who likes to dance. She wants music, dancing, drinking, all of it,
100%.
Bro.
Dude, and this is also true. She's probably one of the big reasons I wanted to make this point of like, the Tudors are famous because of this salacious history and the sleeping and the separation of the church, but also this is the era of like, you get like Renaissance art happening. So you have, speaking of this party girl, you'd imagine she'd be taking selfies. If she had a selfie camera,
for sure.
She'd be but what was she doing? Getting portraits, bro.
Look
Henry
at all
VIII,
the portraits.
Tons of
tons
of portraits.
Those are
tons
selfies.
Of art, bro. These are selfies.
Those are selfies.
Yes. Dude, dude. And this is happening. So that's why we also have like, and why another reason why the Tudors are so ingrained in our mind as
dude,
a monarchy.
I wonder if he like had a painting of a dick pic sent to
well,
like,
for sure. Like, duckies and dicks, dude. Hashtag duckies and dicks.
Yeah, it's like they'd have to send paintings back and forth,
dude,
is what
exactly,
they did.
Dude.
Those were the selfies.
Influencer
of that time.
Kings, dude. Influencer royals here.
Influencer. So, you know,
look
and
at this mutton I'm about to eat.
Bro, yeah. So now he's married to Anne Boleyn, and she's, you know, she's kind of spoiled. You know, I mean, a lot of people don't like her. I'm like, you know, because they feel bad for Catherine of Aragon, and also because she's kind of rude to the wait staff, if you know what I mean. You know,
yeah,
she's like,
sure,
now that I'm
sure.
a queen, you got to do this, you know, all this stuff, you know.
We're changing the colors
are like,
here.
Yeah.
We're changing, you know, this is green now.
And she's known to be, you know, like I say, she's raised in the French court, so she knows all the, you know, like she's very sexual, seductive. Yes. A master of seduction and charm, and she's a charmer everywhere she goes. So word got out that, you know, okay, maybe she's sleeping around with people, you know, and then this got back to King Henry.
It got back and
he's like, dude, what, bro? Like,
exactly,
no,
huh?
I can't be having this, right? You know,
someone else is getting French tickled, dude.
Now, bro, yeah, he's like, you know, and oh, that's just the other thing. He couldn't produce a male with her either. Mm-hmm. He tried and tried and tried. He only had a girl. He had a daughter. That was Elizabeth, who went on to become Queen Elizabeth, one of the longest ruling monarchs of that time. That was their daughter,
who did a great job.
Great,
maybe we'll get into her a little bit.
Great queen.
She was a very staunch ruler, and you know, committed atrocities and murdered people. But like, as
good
far
queen,
as like
though.
Being a, and this is also what's challenging is because you need a male heir, but we get these female rulers, and maybe there's one before her that we can talk a little bit more about.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was Mary. We'll talk about Bloody Mary. But yo, man, so he couldn't produce that male heir.
Exactly, problems.
And the problem is that Anne had all of her power from flirtation and not giving in all the way. That's where she had all her power. Now that she's married and she's not producing an heir, she's losing her power. And he's losing his interest, and he's finding other chicks to start talking to. Mm-hmm. So he's flirting, and she doesn't like that.
He's
so
sending
she's,
ducky notes
all
over.
Yeah, sending those ducky notes to
portraits.
Them too. Portraits, the whole shebang. So she's throwing a shit fit like, yo, this is not cool, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, okay, this is honestly just, this was a big mistake is what he's starting to tell himself. This is a big mistake. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't say.
You don't lock it down with the girl you meet at the club, bro.
Bro, no.
Come on.
No, you can't do that.
And, you know, and vice versa. Ladies, you're not going to lock it down with the dude you meet at the club unless he's the king.
Don't. So this is important to note. At one point, Henry VIII fell off of his horse and he had a concussion. He was knocked out for a couple hours. They say when he came back, he was never the same. And this is when he started to get paranoid, angry, vindictive,
that's
jealous.
That can happen. CTE.
So this is around the time now. He's not got a male heir yet. His, you know, Anne is just, you know, constantly kind of yelling at him. Why are you doing going off with them and all this? What about me and all this? And he's like, you know, he's like, you're over. And he literally said, you really not considering how far I've brought you. That's what he said to her. You know, like you're not considering where you've come to be complaining at me. So then there was a guy, Cromwell, who did an investigation against Anne Boleyn, and he started interviewing all of her housemates and brought them all in and tortured a lot of them too, got them
guaranteed.
To say that she's cheating on the king, she's had sex with these people, been seen with them, and they brought in one of her musicians. She had a mandolin player, like a little musician, because she liked dancing and music. They didn't have DJs and stairs. They would hire, like, you know, guys to come play guitars and drums
Sick,
and all that stuff.
Come play unplugged sets.
She's got like a late night mandolin player, you know, is that he, you know, he hit it,
he's
right?
Plucking
and
some
that's
strings,
what he said
dude.
He did.
Plucking
so
some strings.
Apparently, so
and here's the
he
thing. If
confessed
you're torturing,
to that.
If you're torturing these people, dude, some guy's like, I'll cut your fingers off. You're going to get
mean,
the answer you want.
He's going to, so
Cromwell
maybe he didn't,
solicit,
you know,
whatever.
Maybe not,
but let's
you know.
Be honest, dude. You ever heard the mandolin played right? Make him loosen the, can definitely
oh, she saw him moving those hands around and got some ideas. Yeah, man. And I mean, look at those paintings of Henry VIII around this time. We're talking John Goodman, Big Lebowski,
dude,
but with a crown kind of thing.
Exactly,
like, you know, like,
exactly,
and a big fur coat, you know. shut the fuck up, Johnny. You know.
This is what happens when you...
So they held Anne Boleyn on trial, and they found her guilty of cheating on her husband.
Damn.
The mandolin, or the guy, that her musician, confessed, and then he was hung, drawn, and quartered. Heads on all their heads were put on spikes above
on the Tower of London.
At the Tower of London, right at the entrance at Traitor's Gate, where they come in there. Apparently,
let
you know,
people know,
bro. So then comes Anne Boleyn, and then he had his own wife put to death. So the Queen of England got her head cut off. So Henry, he hired an expert swordsman straight up from France. And because, you know, he's like, you know, this is his way of being kind of merciful or whatever. It doesn't make
sense.
Exactly.
This is mercy.
So he hired an expert swordsman. So when she goes up there, right, and she's on the scaffold, and they say she was very, like, courageous, and she, you know, she gave us, in her speech, she was like, there was never a more fair prince than Henry. There's never a kinder soul than Henry.
May her say that, otherwise we won't get the expert.
Bro,
or we'll
they
kill
say
family.
That's to protect the family. Yeah. They're like, he's really great, and I love him so much. Thank you.
Bro.
And she's like, don't worry about me and all this. So when they so what they did was they hired a French executioner, and he was so good. He doesn't dress as an executioner, they say. He looks like a common man so that her heart doesn't race, because if you see someone come in with, like, you know, dressed up like that, you're going to go nuts and, like, start shitting everywhere, probably, you know. So he looks normal. They blindfold her, and they put her on the scaffold. And the French swordsman takes off his shoes and tiptoes so she doesn't even hear his footsteps. And then at some point, he says something to the effect of, where's my sword? Like, he pretends as if he's looking for it. He's like, where's the sword? And then in that moment, he swiftly cuts the head off right there, because he knows they're not expecting it. And it's like she doesn't hear footsteps. It sounds like they're looking for stuff in the background. Yeah. And then right then,
and
it's
over.
And
that's as good as it gets for an execution. Like, that's the queen being killed.
He killed the queen. Yeah.
Anyone else getting killed? Whatever, dude with a dull axe, multiple hacks, very painful. Like, that is... So this that's is like the, mercy.
Bro, but this is the thing, dude. If you're married to Henry VIII, you know, like, you can't... I mean, it's this thing. She had a lot of guy friends, you know?
Yeah, dude, yeah. He doesn't like guys.
Henry VIII likes a lot of guy friends. Henry's not good with that.
Yeah, Henry's a little bit insecure. You know, he's paranoid. Yeah. You know, what are these... Who's this mandolin guy?
Yeah.
Who's Steve? He's like, if there was a phone, he'd be going through it constantly.
Yeah.
Let me see who you texting. What's going on?
Exactly. So bad, she was... Dude. Yeah, and then... And then so he divorced her, and then he remarried again, and then that
question
wife
for you
died.
Real quick. Did he kill Catherine, the Spanish queen?
No, she died. She died natural death.
Okay.
But yeah,
so straight up just divorced, but not beheaded.
Not bad. Yeah, she lived. She was divorced, and she lived in a separate estate and away from him.
Okay, that's pretty chill.
Yeah, they had a daughter, Mary, who later came on to be the Bloody Mary.
Exactly.
Of England. Yeah,
she killed like a lot of people, Protestants, or she was Protestant and killed a lot of Catholics.
She was Catholic.
Okay. Yeah, she was Catholic.
Her mother was Spanish. From the Spanish princess, right? So she was very Catholic, you know.
And this is what happens, because Henry never gets an heir. He dies, and he recognizes.
Well, he does. He gets a he has an affair with somebody else, and then he has an illegitimate, but he still likes him. He calls him Henry Fitzroy, which means a son of the king, I guess.
Okay.
So, and then he does have a son, but he dies very young. So he's king very briefly, and then dies. Then that's...
Was that Arthur? No, mentioned Arthur.
I think his name was Edward.
Yes.
But bro, yeah, Henry VIII, dude, man, that guy was just nuts, dude. And
totally
the thing is
nuts,
that you don't want to be friends with him, because everyone who's friends with him wound up getting murdered and stuff.
Yeah, exactly,
you know what
dude,
I mean? Because
he's going to be insecure, dude. So then maybe we can move in, and we're coming towards the end of it. That's the best crux, and I mean, we got a few more minutes, so maybe we can zip through, but like, you've got, just maybe a little bit, the term Bloody Mary comes from... This queen.
Tell me
Mary.
About it, man. I want to know more about this.
Yeah, bro.
So you're saying...
she gets like put into the rain because it comes down between. There's another queen actually in between that, like Lady Jane Grey gets put up there, and she is just used by once Edward dies. So Edward the Sixth is what he was going to be called, but he's like a kid and he ends up getting sick and dies, and so then they're like, dude, who are we going to put up there? There's Elizabeth, and then there's freaking. Mary, and because they want to go with the Catholic ruler and like keep the Protestants out at this time, I guess, or whatever, just because of like the Lord protectors that were doing it. And even though what's his name, fucking Edward was a Protestant, Mary gets put on there. She gets the term Bloody Mary because she freaking kills all of these like people. Like there's like this thing called the Book of Martyrs, and it's basically all the bishops and whatever are just murdering Protestants at the stake, and Elizabeth did the same thing. But then Mary, she ends up I think she rules for a little bit, dies regularly, then Elizabeth comes into power, and Elizabeth was and Mary's always also under constant threat of Elizabeth, Queen of Scots, coming in. So that's where you get a lot of religious turmoil. There's even a movie about that. I think that lady won an Oscar for it. I forget her
name. There's a movie called Elizabeth about Queen Elizabeth.
And I think, what's her name? Margot Robbie was in it, and maybe another lady, but I might be confusing two movies. But anyway, then you get Elizabeth I, who's your last ruler, and is a woman, and they want, and she's like the first woman
she
to rule.
She ruled a long time.
A long time, and alone. She was like, I will take no man. And I think there was, she was a virgin. They called her the Virgin Queen.
Yeah, and, maybe. Yeah. I just know she ruled a long time, man. Yeah, it was. She was there for. There's a good movie called Elizabeth about her. With the I forget who's in it, but that's a good one. But yeah, man, she was there, and that so she was there for a long time. So that's and so for many years for. 300 years, it was all Plantagenet dynasty. Then it went over to the Tudors.
Tudors,
you know, Henry Tudor came in, Battle of Bosworth, just fucking took out Richard III.
Yep, later.
Beat him. Oh, bro, let me just tell you this. So they found King Richard III's body just recently, a few years ago, in a parking lot in England. So they were looking for the remains of the body of King Richard, who stole the crown from his nephew, right? And they dug up, and it was in a parking lot in England near the Battle of Bosworth. That's where he's buried.
Bro.
And they knew it was him because he, because of the curved spine, because he was known to be sort of a hunched king.
Yeah.
So which made him sort of a Shakespearean villain, because he's like, those nephews and killed them, and now I'm the king. And he's like, hunch and everything. I'm the king now. And like, you know, Uncle Richard, let us out. Uncle Richard, please. Uncle Richard. I'm the king now.
And dude, how happy are the Tudors that he ended up getting buried under a parking lot? They're like, perfect, bro.
Bro, they stomped
him
hard.
Some fucking parking lot to a Little Caesars, dude.
Yeah, man.
Which isn't that dank
dude,
a piece
yeah,
of
no,
Domino's for days.
Man.
Dude,
it's wild, dude.
That's fucking crazy, dude. And dude, that's some fire ass knowledge that you got right there, dude.
Oh, man.
And you can tell, speaking of Shakespeare, why he gets so many of these great stories from these kings of constant treachery and back channels and you know, these sort of Rasputin-esque roles of these guys pulling the strings and having their, you know, the puppet masters and using like that lady that I talked about, Jane Grey, like she was just an innocent lady. Like they were like, no, we want her to rule. And she ends up getting murdered because they're like, no, fuck her. Like,
yeah,
she's not what we stand for. We're actually going back to Protestants now.
Yeah.
And she did nothing but just being born a royal. So it can be a curse, but it can also be sick. But,
bro, that's one thing. Yeah, Henry VIII made an oath that he made everybody swear. So he's like, you need to sign this oath that I'm the head of the church and that you don't, you know, follow the Pope. So like a lot of people was signed out of fear, but some people were like, I can't sign that thing because I'm condemning my soul.
Right.
So Henry VIII's like, fuck it, kill anyone who's not going to sign that thing. So yeah, they killed Sir Thomas More, you know, as well, which was a friend of Henry VIII, but... Yeah, dude, imagine just making all those rules, dude. But that's the thing, dude. He liked those duckies so much. He's like, I'm making a new religion. Mm-hmm. Think about it. A new religion was formed because she was that hot and he just wanted it that bad, you know? And he had to have it.
Power, dude. I'm telling you, dude.
He set aside this amazing queen who was like, who killed that Scottish king for him and sent him that coat. Sent him that coat. You know, won that battle for him, and then he's like, no, I'm gonna go with this one because she spent time in France and knew a little of this, a little of that. You know, come on, dude.
Henry,
Henry was slipping,
bringing on his own downfall, dude. And here's the thing, dude, you know, whether you're a believer or not, is it not divine intervention saying, I'm not gonna give you a male heir, dude?
Dude, curse,
bro?
Man,
you know what I mean?
It is a curse, it's also a lot of like inbreeding, too. The thing we're not talking about is they're all cousins.
Exactly, dude.
Every one of them are related to each other.
That crooked spine on Richard
exactly,
is because he's a cousin. Dude, Harmony, once again, gracing us with your poeticism, your lyrical prowess, your dank historical knowledge, dude. Before we get out of here, dude, I know you've got a special out. Don't you have a special where can listeners find that?
Yeah, find me. You can watch my stand-up special on, it's called Harmony McElligott, The Struggle Continues.
Love it.
And check it out on Amazon, Apple TV. Go watch it there if you want to check out my stand-up. The Struggle Continues, as it still does. But I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me back. This is a blast. I always love it, so I appreciate you.
You got to come on more, dude. And it's a luxury. I like to sit here and learn with you and have a freaking sick-ass time.
Yeah.
And I'll put the links to Harmony's stand-up in the episode description as well. And sure. Other than that, dude, freaking fired up to right now. And dude, have a happy holiday.
Oh, happy holidays.
Thank you. This,
yeah,
this is the last episode before the holiday. So,
oh, snap.
Danktorians, have a happy holiday, dude. Stay stoked. You know, if your dad's talking shit, pin his ass. Pin grandpa, pin whatever family member needs to be pinned. And then afterwards, say I love you and let's go get some cake. And Aaron, you're a beast, dude. Happy holidays to you. Thank you for being such a ledge, dude.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, questions, comments, suggestions, and check out the Patreon and leave a review, dude. Freaking 2023, let's get after it.
Thank you.
Of course, dude. Fuck yeah. Nice, dude.